Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, real-time payments were once seen as a futuristic concept, but PayShap has made them a reality in South Africa. That's been well documented. 2 years since its launch, transaction volumes, we read, have skyrocketed. Financial inclusion is growing. All of that is good news. But here's my question. Is this a real game changer, or is it still falling short of its full potential? I'm going to put some questions now to Israel Skosana, Chief Product and Scheme Officer at Bankserve Africa. So as I've just mentioned, and welcome to you, this concept has seen significant growth, but is it fair to say that adoption remains uneven across different income groups? So is it a success story or just a promising start?
Jeremy, it's an exciting time. That's one part that I can share with you. It is exciting that South Africans have developed PayShap, and it was launched 2 years ago. Its success has definitely been demonstrated based on the volumes that we've seen so far, but there's definitely room for improvement. And this is going to come through by participation of greater banks to come on board, as we currently have 10 banks and we're expecting another 4 banks to come on during the course of 2025. So that access to PayShap will increase. Also, banks are being innovative in terms of their customer experience of PayShap to make sure that it's as seamless as possible and as simple as possible, such as just using your cell phone number. Next is, let's see how innovation plays a role there to make it even more seamless, supporting greater adoption, such as the introduction of QR payments where you would be able to just scan and do payments. Mm. So it's an exciting time and definitely a feather in the cap of South African payments.
Are you able to tell me within which demographics the concept is finding traction and where more work needs to be done?
We are definitely looking at the moment, seeing significant volumes come through in terms of the mass market space, so where cash needs to be displaced. And the use cases and the focus from Banks of Africa for PayShap has been to make sure that we want to displace cash. So examples would be car washes within the township economy, is looking for those type of environments where cash can be displaced. And obviously seeing opportunities there where it can then grow to different demographics and also in different use cases, such as the formal retail networks, where we could partner with them to ensure that PayShap is an option for payment going forward.
But it's a difficult case to make to the informal economy, isn't it?
Well, it's a simplification that is taking place. It's the providing security. It's providing certainty of payment. And if anything, trying to reduce the cost of payments taking place within all economies in South Africa. If anything, it is a journey, but it's an exciting one that says it goes on the digital journey, which the rest of the world is going on, but in order to provide that security, certainty of payments taking place.
Israel, I acknowledge that the promise of real-time payment is convenience, but again, one's got to ask the question about how truly cost-effective it is for everyday users if, say, you compare it to traditional EFTs?
Oh, well, in comparison to EFT, EFT doesn't even feature within a cash-heavy economy. So let's talk about those examples in terms of the townships. So it's not even playing in that space. If anything, real-time payments in the case of PayShap is really trying to make sure it is as close to zero for transactions to take place for customers. And there's different use cases. When you're referring to EFTs, we're obviously talking about a more formal banked environment, which results in paying school fees and the likes. And those require a different use case, different product proposition versus PayShap. And we'll recall that PayShap initially had its limit of up to 3,000 Rand to do a PayShap transaction. So clearly identifying where it was supposed to play and support the South African economy, and then up that up to 50,000 Rand recently to see how that could also assist in a broader payments use case going forward.
You'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I would suggest to you that digital fraud would be a growing concern when it comes to real-time payment. Are security risks starting to emerge, and is the system itself keeping up?
Firstly, the system is keeping up. We are enjoying a 99% success rate in terms of transaction clearing, which is the testament to the experience from Banks of Africa. As Africa's largest clearinghouse across 19 countries, you had the opportunity to process transactions to the value of around about 17 trillion during the course of 2024. So, you know, experience is coming through there. That stability that is put in place after 50 years of experience is coming through to make sure that you have that satisfaction and certainty take place. What is going to be interesting is how fraud comes into the fold. At this point in time, very low fraud levels, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're one step ahead of the fraudsters, ensuring that we're constantly putting in the security measures in partnership with the banks and any other third parties to ensure that it is a secure environment. And that's already taking place. So fraud was built into the payment transaction based on our experience from the past.
I want to come back to the banks if I can, and again, correct me if I've misinterpreted this, but banks would still charge fees on PayShop transactions, unlike free cash transfers, I think, in other countries. Maybe this is also a barrier to broader adoption.
Yes, the costs that the consumers experience will vary from bank to bank. It's obviously at the bank's discretion in terms of how they price for it, but it is an opportunity to see how can it be reduced as much as possible and also allow for market dynamics to play through. Let's see how competitors show up with this innovation, how they deliver it to customers, and see how which solution customers elect to go with.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. Always good talking to you. Israel Skosana, Chief Product and Scheme Officer at Bank South Africa. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.